I'm Ruth Dussault. You're listening to Local News Matters, local headlines from the Bay Area. Marin County advances an affordable housing project while Governor Gavin Newsom signs a flurry of new housing bills. In Sonoma County, opposition grows against a ban on large animal farms. And in San Francisco, public school closures are looming. Unincorporated Marin County moved one step closer to building its largest affordable housing development in nearly 50 years. In their last meeting, the Board of Supervisors approved a state grant and chipped in another $5 million from the county's Affordable Housing Trust Fund. It's for two projects meant for working families, one of them specifically for educators. Oak Hill Apartments will be situated on an elevated state-owned site between San Quentin Rehabilitation Center and Drake's Cove Road. It's a partnership between the nonprofit developers Eden Housing and Education Housing Partners. It will bring over 200 family-sized affordable rental units and provide housing for people like medical caregivers, city workers, and high school teachers. In San Francisco Thursday, Governor Gavin Newsom signed a flurry of new housing bills. He told reporters that the seven he signed were among 32 he intends to approve. Some of the new laws require cities and counties to house extremely low-income residents, including homeless people. Some will impose stricter timelines for progress reports. There are new incentives for senior housing, student housing, and accessory dwelling units. There's new rules that increase the state's enforcement power. Cities that fail to adopt new housing element revisions or approve new housing projects could get slapped with fines. The governor also announced $2.2 billion in state funding for the program Home Key Plus, which funds low-income rental housing with on-site social services. Reporters asked the governor about recent encampment sweeps that just seem to move people around from one area to another without getting them housing or addiction treatment. Newsom pointed back to local leaders. "We've never provided more support at the local level," he said. "Local governments need to do their job." On Tuesday, Sebastopol joined the cities of Cloverdale, Rohnert Park, Santa Rosa, and Sonoma by having their city council pass a resolution to oppose Measure J. If passed by voters on November 5th, the citizen initiative would phase out or scale down an estimated 21 Sonoma County animal farms. Measure J targets large and medium-sized concentrated animal feeding operations, or CAFOs. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency defines CAFOs as having a certain quantity of dairy cows, egg-laying hens, or chickens raised for meat that are stabled or confined for at least 45 days a year in an area where no significant vegetation can grow. If passed, Sonoma County Department of Agriculture Weights and Measures would enforce the new law and retrain displaced workers. The county's agricultural commissioner, Andrew Smith, said that money would have to come from the city's general fund. Several farmers spoke at Tuesday's meeting, arguing that most of the county's farms are certified organic and already have to follow strict rules around the treatment of animals and waste. Measure J supporters argued that the ordinance would prevent the growth of more CAFOs coming in. They said the ban would reduce greenhouse gases and the risk of animal-borne diseases. Matt Wayne, San Francisco public school superintendent, was planning Wednesday to release a list of schools scheduled to close or merge, but he postponed the release until October. A crowd of parents, teachers, and students rallied outside the district's headquarters, calling for a plan to be made with more input from the community. Criticism also came from the commissioners and the Board of Education, who said the plan was done too quickly and lacked detail. The district said that since 2018, student enrollment has decreased by more than 4,000, and there's a shortage of teachers. This year, 15% of classrooms are staffed with substitute or special assignment teachers. Two mayoral candidates weighed in Wednesday. Supervisor Aaron Peskin said the district should focus on teacher hiring incentives, while Supervisor Asha Safi wants the district to better analyze how the closures will impact students of color. I'm Ruth Dussault. For more on these stories and other Bay Area news, visit localnewsmatters.org. This has been a production of Radio Sausalito and Local News Matters.